Ebullient greetings. I'm your host, Jackie Bird of Jackie Bird Spiritual Wellness, your guide to stress and anxiety relief, mindfulness, awareness, self-care, self-love, and personal growth. Welcome and thank you for joining me as we roll with peace in mind. Greetings, beautiful people. Get your copy of 28 Daily Thoughts and Mantras for Mindfulness, Keys for Stress Relief and Personal Growth. And I'm going to tell you what people are saying about the book. This is from Lynn Levine Babcock. She says, as soon as Jackie's book, 28 Daily Thoughts and Mantras for Mindfulness, came out, I was excited to get it. It is a wonderful, user-friendly way for someone like me, who has never been able to meditate, to incorporate heightened mindfulness into each day. The book is full of suggestions for a healthier mindset, as well as accessible techniques to practice mindfulness. There is ample space allotted for journaling and an abundance of wisdom throughout the book. A bonus is that it is colorful, creative, and fun to use. I look forward to opening it up and going through each day's meditation and readings. I highly recommend Jackie's book. Whether you are someone who struggles with meditation or even quiet contemplation, or you are someone with whom or for whom meditation is a regular practice, this wonderful woman has so much to offer, and in this crazy world, I am grateful that she is out there spreading her message of mindfulness and serenity. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, Lynn. Here's what Judy F. has to say about my book. I had heard about Jackie Bird's 28 Daily Thoughts and Mantras for Mindfulness workbook about mindfulness and spirituality, but like my usual habit, I was dragging my heels to do actually anything about it. That is, until things got real bad. I was sort of spiraling, caught in the grip of anxiety with a side order of depression. I ordered Jackie's book and it arrived quickly. My concern that I would be overwhelmed with yet one more task on my to-do list was put at ease when I read the first few pages. Jackie breaks down her words of wisdom in bite-sized, easy-to-adopt and digest pieces. Having simple instructions with easy-to-manage suggestions is really important to me because so much of my anxiety comes from being overwhelmed with responsibility and pressure from bosses and obligations. Feels good to take a few minutes of the day to focus on her suggestions and mantras. I didn't realize it at first, but even just a little bit of mindfulness, slowing down a little bit, stopping to breathe, goes a long way. Very grateful for her warm and down-to-earth writing style. Judy F. Thank you, Judy. Get your copy. Press pause. Go to my website. Click the link. It says new book. Go to the link. Make your purchase. You'll be happy you did. Today's riff is developing a self-esteem mindset. Developing a self-esteem mindset is priceless. Worth more than real estate, gold, platinum, money, stocks, bonds, and cryptocurrency. But make no mistake, becoming comfortable in your own skin and owning who you are is a process. And quite challenging, particularly if you scroll through social media often. We are bombarded with the perfect images. And though many are altered, and we know they're altered, we kind of overlook it. I want to look like that. I wish I had those legs, abs, hair, nose, butt, and so on. With those thoughts, it's no wonder many of us are anxious, stressed, and depressed. But it doesn't have to be. When you recognize that you are struggling with self-esteem issues, you can change those thoughts. Realizing the mind can be like a sieve with thoughts just running in one end and out the other is the first step to change, and a major one at that. But remember, it's a process, as I said. It takes time to unlearn a habit to replace it with new programming. So one must be patient and diligent, and kind and loving toward self. Oh, which is a journey unto itself. Okay, so What is your internal talk? What do you feed yourself on a regular basis? Let's start there. What do you say to yourself on a regular basis, especially when you look in the mirror? What is your internal talk? Do you know or notice? That's one of the first steps. See if you can catch any kind of judgment, criticism, or admonishment you hurl at yourself. Pay attention. I know someone who is always apologizing. Always. I mean, oh my God, I just want to say, would you stop apologizing, please? Now, that might not seem like a self-esteem issue, but it is. Most of what she apologizes to me about is not necessary in the least, I feel. But always apologizing says that you are wrong, constantly. So if this is something you do, throw some light on it. Why are you apologizing? Were you responsible for whatever that thing was going wrong? No. Then why apologize? As to my friend, no matter how many times I tell her there's no need for apology, she apologizes for apologizing. Being considerate is one thing, but walking on eggshells in the event you might offend someone is another story and extremely stressful. Being true to self may piss somebody else off. If that's the case, so be it. We can only be responsible for our own actions, not how somebody else will receive your truth. So, you recognize what you feed yourself mentally. Now what? Once the light bulbs and alarms have gone off and you realize, I do myself in, and the things I say are not so nice. I certainly wouldn't want anyone to say those things to me. Congratulations. As I said, this is the first step. Step number two is to ask yourself why you believe a particular thing. When you catch yourself down talking, do a bit of probing. If you tell yourself, I hate my nose, it's so big, ask, says who? Why do I believe my nose is big? Was it because you were teased in school or a family member said something derogatory? When did you get the memo that your nose was too big and who handed you said memo? Does the air go in and out of your nose properly? Does it do what it's on your face for? Does it serve a purpose? So why would you view it in a negative way? Do you think you hated your nose as a baby? Do you think other babies hated your nose? Do you think a baby was looking at you going, oh my God, that baby needs to fix their nose. It's just too big. Come on. We adopt these attitudes and these ideas without questioning them. When you have an understanding of the why, moving away from those self-inflating lines of thinking may be easier. Once you've located the source of said judgment, the next step is to flip the script, change the narrative. I have found mantras and affirmations to be a huge help in this regard. Some scoff at affirmations saying it's brainwashing. Well, any negative thoughts we carry about ourselves is from brainwashing in and of itself. Do you think you observed yourself in the negative when you were an infant? We'll go back to that. Do you think you yelled at yourself when you worked your Pampers over with the funk? Do you think, oh God, I shouldn't have done that on myself. No! You weren't saying, oh shit, when will I stop pooping in my drawers? Why can't I get that together? I'm so stupid. I bet no other 6-month-old is wallowing in their own mess. Damn, and damn my genetics. My nose is too big. You are not thinking about that when you're an infant. You're too busy looking around at the scenes, trying to understand these crazy humans that keep poking their face in your face. Why are you wearing these things? I want to take them off. You got other things to think about. You are not thinking about how there's something wrong with you. Okay, so as I was saying, affirmations and mantras are helpful. When you tell yourself an untruth with a negative judgment like, I can't do that, Flip the script to I am capable. I can do whatever it is. I have the tools and gifts to do whatever it is. And if your mind is still balking at that notion, why do you think you can't? Check to see if it isn't fear and self-doubt talking. At the beginning, affirmations and mantras may feel like lip service, like you're feeding yourself lies. But ask yourself, would you like to be able to do X, Y, and Z, or whatever it is that you would like to do? If you truly applied yourself, you could do it, couldn't you? But your fear is blocking you. Step down the fear on faith. I have faith that I can do this project or whatever it is in front of you. And look, I'm learning how to play two flutes like right now. They are hard as all get out. Now, if I told myself I can't do this, I would not have gotten to the first step, which was getting sound. Moving on from that point, I'm not sounding awful. There's improvement, but it takes time. If I wanted to be sounding like a virtuoso in a month, well, that'd be a problem. Take it step by step, step by step, step by step. Remember that any negative self-talk that you've fed yourself and eaten over a period of time is something you've agreed with yourself on to be true. With affirmations and mantras, you are making a new set of agreements with you. Ones that are empowering, uplifting, and that put you in a new light, a truer light. One without the debilitating thoughts of unworthiness much more often. And when those thoughts arise, because they will, because it's a habit, you can tell them to bug off. You are rewiring your mind with a new paradigm. And if you really want to do it up, get my book. Seriously, if you really want to do it up, create a short song to sing when you're flipping that script. Like, you can say something like, I'm looking good today, oh yeah. You know, when you normally tell yourself, ugh, I look like crap. I'm looking good today, oh yeah. Anything, make it fun. Self-improvement does not have to be a grind, but a journey into self to grow, to evolve mindfully. A mindfulness practice makes you more aware of what your thoughts are, what you're thinking, and how to make better thought choices. You recognize the negative self-talk more often and learn to pivot away from that line of thinking. To get to the bottom of things, you have to listen closer and become more present and aware. Read, listen to, and surround yourself with more uplifting energy. Listening to, reading, and connecting with more uplifting energy is so very empowering. The more you immerse yourself in being the energy you want around you, the more you will draw it as you reflect it. Engaging in mindfulness workshops and taking guided meditation can help to shift your mindset. As you get more into the groove of mindfulness, the more empowered you will feel as you have taken more responsibility for your well-being. A mindfulness practice gives you tools like redirect and pivot to send your thoughts in the direction of what is more productive and more peaceful for your life. Having objects in your work and or living space to remind you to be kind to self is a beautiful thing too. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you found useful information in this episode. Be sure to tell your friends, your family, your frenemies about this podcast. Subscribe so that you get the next episode when it drops. Visit my website to pick up your copy of 28 Daily Thoughts and Mantras for Mindfulness, Keys for Stress Relief and Personal Growth, my wellness guide. I also offer Stress Busters guided meditation, private, group, virtual, or in-person guided meditation sessions. I also create custom guided meditation audio tracks. So if you need something specific, hit me up. I can create that for you. Sound, soul, vibe, and music for sleep, relaxation, yoga, meditation. That's also on my website. JackieBirdSpiritualWellness.com. The transcript to this episode is on my blog, and the link is in the show's description. And remember to roll with peace in mind.